It's a really hard day for me. I was shot in 1999 in Atlanta, Georgia. I was out with a good friend, and he was a school teacher. And we were robbed and both shot, and Philip did not survive. You know, I've been living with that for a long time now, and I suffered PTSD, you know, on and off. And I moved to New York, and I got married, and I had kids, and, you know, started a small business and moved on with my life. And I just sort of lived in this bubble, thinking that, you know, I didn't really know anybody who had been shot. And, you know, what happened to me was random, and I was an anomaly. And I liked it there. I felt safer there. And that's how I was able to carry on. But when I found out about Newtown, all of that changed. My bubble was breached because I suffered a PTSD attack, which I hadn't had in years. And it's very similar to, for me at least, it's similar to a panic attack. You're sort of immobilized by fear, and you get nauseated, and your heart's racing, and your palms are sweaty, and you want to run, but you physically can't move. Luckily, I knew what was happening to me because it had happened before, so I knew it would pass. But something was different this time, and instead of reliving the terror of that night, it was replaced with my daughter and my son. And as a mother, when I looked at it that way, I could no longer be quiet.
You've said that, quote, "I realized that if I didn't fight with everything I had to prevent gun violence, then I would be complicit."
Yes, I felt that way. I thought, as a mother, it is my right to protect my children, and that's what I have to do. And once you have that image, you know, that image played in my mind, an image of a gun being at my daughter's head instead of my head, because she was in first grade when Newtown happened. I couldn't shake that image for weeks. And I can't live with that, and I don't want to live with that. No parent should live with the fear of sending their children to public elementary school and not picking them up.
Certainly everyone agrees that children should be protected from violence. The debate is over how best to do that. And in your opinion, one of the best ways is to have more gun control than we have now.
Well, I think control is a strong word. You know, I think guns should be regulated. And I feel like our organization, Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, is asking for reasonable reform. We are not trying to take anyone's guns. We support the Second Amendment. We just feel that criminals and felons and adjudicated mentally ill persons should not be able to purchase firearms. And right now in this country, 40% of guns sold are done so without background checks. We need federally sponsored background checks on all gun purchases. And it's a really reasonable thing to do and wouldn't be that hard to emplace. We already have background checks. They just need to be improved.
The argument against, of course, is that it's a slippery slope, that once you do that, then you push for banning semi-automatic weapons, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, we're taking one step at a time. I mean, right now, background checks are super important. You know, and we did have an assault weapons ban from 1994 until 2004, you know, which expired. So we've also had that before, too. And, you know, probably would be working great if it had stayed in place. So, yes, we would like to see that reenacted, and we support Senator Feinstein's efforts in that. But right now our main focus is background checks because we know they work, and there's really no good argument against them.
Why do you think, Kim, you and your group are losing the argument right now? And you are losing it in the sense that the background check legislation didn't go anywhere in Congress. Two politicians, state legislators in Colorado, who had voted for some form of background checks got recalled. Why are you losing the argument, do you think?
You know what? We knew going into this that this was not going to be a sprint. You know, we knew we were faced with a marathon here, and we don't feel like we are losing. We feel like we've seen some great strides happen. I mean, if you look at the original Brady Bill that was passed in 1993, that took 7 years and 6 votes to pass. I mean, the fact that we saw a vote this year is amazing. And Senator Reid, over a cup of lemonade at one of our lemonade stands in August, said that we can look forward to seeing another vote in the Senate before the midterm elections. So I don't feel like we're losing at all. We also named an ATF director this year, which, you know, there hasn't been one in 7 years. We also saw Governor McAuliffe get elected in Virginia, and he, campaigned stating that he wants to see gun reform happen. And so, you know, that was one of, and that's the NRA's backyard, Virginia. And he won. So we really feel like we're making great strides. And on the state level, even better, you know, Connecticut, Colorado, Delaware, Maryland, New York. Yes, we had the unfortunate recall of 2 state senators in Colorado, but that law that they passed still stands. So we don't feel like we're losing at all. We're just getting started.
As you know, tragedies fade from memory fairly quickly, except for those obviously who are most personally involved with the tragedy. How do you sustain what was in the immediate wake of Newtown, certainly much more public attention to the issue of guns? How do you sustain that?
You know, first of all, I think Newtown was such a horrific event. We lost 20 young children and 6 administrators in 5 minutes in the sanctity of their elementary school. I don't think that will ever fade. If it does, then that speaks a lot to the empathy of our society. I mean, that is always going to stay with us, and we will always work hard to, you know, fight for the safety of our kids. And, you know, our members are incredibly engaged. Our membership keeps growing, and we take to social media, we get on the ground, we host rallies, we have house parties, we have stroller jams, we make meetings with our legislators. You know, most of our members are accidental activists. You know, many of them are stay-at-home moms, some are grandmothers, we have dads, we have uncles, some of us are professors, some of us are doctors. You know, we run the gamut in terms of background, and we're in this to win it.
In it for the long haul.
Oh, yeah.
This weekend is the one-year anniversary of Newtown. What will you be doing, and what do you hope the anniversary observance prompts?
Well, we are going to be hosting 59 events in 35 states, and our events are called No More Silence. You know, typically when there's a tragedy, everyone hosts a moment of silence. And we're trying to state that this is not the time for silence. This is the time to use your voice. You know, these victims deserve a voice, and we are going to be that voice, the voice of those victims and the voice for our children. And we're going to ring bells to honor the victims lost at the Sandy Hook Massacre and all the other victims of gun violence. You know, nearly 8 children and teens are shot to death in America every single day. You know, we're going to honor all of these victims on that day. And, you know, personally, I think I'm going to be at our event in New York City, but we're going to be having them all over the country, and we hope to raise a lot of awareness because, you know, it's time for Americans, the majority of Americans who want to see background checks, it's time for them to make themselves heard.
And you'll remember your friend Philip, I'm sure.
Of course. I never forget him. Not a single day goes by.
We have been speaking with Kim Russell, who's Director of Outreach for the national group Moms Demand Action. Kim, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.